The following is a RockRadioShow.com exclusive.
Hey, this is Trish Stratus.
I'm Sonny DeMarello.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho.
This is WWE Superstar The Miz.
It's me, DDP, and you're listening on The Rock with God.
Stratisfaction is guaranteed.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the Wrestling Radio Awards Best News Show, The Rack.
Holler, bitches!
Giving you unique insights into the world of professional wrestling in WWE.
I think you need to test them out in the pool, too.
I'll go in only if you go in.
In 10 seconds, if you don't get in, I'm coming to push you in. You always wanted to do the Baywatch run. You have to come rescue me.
What happened to the
pool? See, they do float.
Look at that.
I told you, they float. They look like little jellyfish.
These things float.
Huh. Who knew?
With your host, Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
Oh my God, it's Taker, 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 Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
If you smell la 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 la, what the sock is cooking?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Rock Extra right here on WildTalkRadio.com. That's right. I'm Lindsay, he's Rock, and we are back with Total Divas Season 2, Episode 8, where things are going to get a little red and gold.
You just stole my line. I was going to say something about red and gold. God. Should never. It's one brain, and I should never have thought it. Damn it. Red and gold, red and gold, red and gold.
Red and gold, it seems that Eva Marie and Summer Rae are going to mix it up in this episode, and tell you what, we're going to tell you all about it right after the break.
Can't catch a WTR program live? Well, we've got three easy ways for you to listen whenever you want. First, listen to the Wild Talk Radio Network on iTunes. Just head over to iTunes and search for Wild Talk Radio Network and subscribe to our feed. Secondly, download the Stitcher Radio app and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. And finally, just visit the archive section right here at wildtalkradio.com. And you can download every single episode of all your favorite programs. Best of all, it's free. Keep up to date and spread the word to your friends on how you can be part of the Wild Talk Radio Network listening experience.
Looking for one of the most popular stop-motion animation wrestling shows on the internet today? Then check out Crash Collision Wrestling, created by the one and only Matt Goldberg. He's the director of Terrified and Pope Against All Odds. CCW is a stop-motion animation series featuring WWE and TNA stars, and it also happens to be endorsed by the likes of Elijah Burke, Hulk Hogan, and TNA Knockout Tara.
This is Tara from Impact Wrestling, and for the number one animated wrestling show, make sure you check out Crash Collision Wrestling, or else get slammed by moi.
Check out the show by logging on to youtube.com/mbg1211, and don't forget to like Crash Collision Wrestling on Facebook. Once again, check out Crash Collision Wrestling today.
Because everybody knows, much like Pope, CCW is pimping.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show. From the big returns...
After 7 long years, finally, The Rock has come back to Monday Night Raw!
To the shocking moments... And the moments that leave you speechless.
I grew up locked in a basement, suffering severe psychological and emotional scarring when my brother set my parents on fire. From there, I shifted around among a series of mental institutions until I was grown, at which point I buried my brother alive. Twice. Since then, I've set a couple of people on fire and abducted various co-workers. Oh, and I once electrocuted a man's testicles.
It's the Law Post Show, Monday nights, 11:30 p.m. Eastern, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Every Thursday night, we bring to you The Rock.
These people yearn for enlightenment. Who do they have to turn to? Who do they have to place upon a pedestal so that they may bask in the glow of their own essence? In short, the answer is no one.
We bring you a complete recap of Impact Wrestling, along with all of the latest news and unique discussions about the world of professional wrestling.
Sure, there are those who attempt to appeal to the unwashed masses, but they are nothing more than false prophets whom I will expose.
Join us Thursday nights, 11 p.m. Eastern, for The Rock.
I am the bright beam of enlightenment that will serve as the avenging sword of taste and decency.
Redefining pro wrestling talk from the fans, for the fans, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
You're welcome!
I'm Santino Morella.
I'm going to prove to you and everyone else that I am the greatest intercontinental champion, of all the time!
And you're listening to Wild Talk Radio Network.
In San Diego, California, at the beach house of Nikki and John. We have Nikki chatting with Bree. And apparently Brian is cooking.
He made Bree a burger.
And Nikki is struggling with the cappuccino machine. And, well, somebody's at the door.
She's getting delivery of something big.
She's getting a big package.
Well, I guess John's not delivering a big enough package for her. Anyway.
And it's a huge box with packing peanuts, and she does exactly what I do. She dumps the entire thing out in the middle of the kitchen on the floor, and then climbs into the box.
Where is it? Where is it? Where's the thing?
To get the card. No, she's got the thing. She's getting the card.
Like the cream? Oh, Jesus, Nikki. So Natty sent her something. What did
Natty
she...
Natty sent her a housewarming gift.
It's a painting. It's a picture of John and Nikki from the moment from Total Divas where they're in each other's arms.
She's trying.
Bree's like, sweet means ugly.
Yeah.
Oh man, we're getting into the painting tonight. Alright, here we go.
Yeah. And well, we're elsewhere in LA and we see Arion and Vinny in the car. They're messing with the dog.
It's her baby, not according to her, as Vinny's driving, and she's singing in the car.
To her song.
Gotta get the song out there, guys, so we gotta sing it.
And we're finding out that her single is dropping. She's getting ready to have a party for it.
She wants everyone to be talking about this party, so she's taking a photo.
And, well, they're going to go find the paparazzi.
They're going... Oh, Vinny. He wants to run like, oh my god, it's Arion, oh my god. Oh my god, this is going to be special, I can already tell. I can already tell. This is going to be...
Yeah, this is going to be... Special is a good word for it. And now they're dancing to the song.
Oh, my God. Okay. Now Vinny's singing the song. And he can't sing. Now they're complaining that he's not on key to the sound of the song. Oh, thank God we're in San Diego now. At Nikki and John's, they're making tea.
And Natty just happens to be coming by. Nikki's put the painting in storage in the storage closet down in the basement, and Bree's like, "Oh my God, you have to put it out before she gets here."
Well, yeah, you got to put out the gift. You got to make sure you're happy with the gift that someone just paint it for you.
And now these twins are critiquing it, and well.
And once Natty leaves, it's going back to the closet.
Nikki, you're such a good friend.
Hey, there's a knock on the door. I wonder who it could be. Oh, hey, it's Natty. Hi, Natty. She's getting a tour of the house. Here's the bedroom. The words beautiful are being thrown around.
A lot.
Yeah.
And, well, Nikki put the painting in the closet. Natty's very happy to see it. She's really pleased.
Because it's in a closet, but it's more like a room.
Well, it's out.
It's out in an area where she'll see it every day. She wasn't sure if the frame would match her style. And Nikki had the look like, oh, God, this painting, yeah. We're back in L.A. now. Oh, it's time to go paparazzi hunting.
They drop the car off with the valet.
This is the street where all the celebrities go, so Cameron's going to be like, take a picture of me. I'm a celeb. She is a celeb. She was a former rock guest, so she, you know.
And they realize they left the dog in the car.
That will get you on TMZ, leaving a pet in the car. Wow. Now we're going back down paparazzi hunting. Wow, the hair on the dog. Wow, okay.
Not sure which is worse, the hair or the nails. And oh, we found a paparazzi. We spotted him.
He finished like, calm down. You can't just make it happen. Oh my God, there's a camera that they see them because they realize they're a star because the camera is following them. Hey, look at that. They're actually getting a picture taken. Look at that. Paparazzi found them. Here's all the cameras. She's got what she wanted. Here's an over-the-shoulder shot. And the valet opens the door. They get to drive off like big-time celebrities. So they got their moment.
She gets to squee. Anyway, we're now in Ontario, California. We see the Funkadactyls coming to the ring.
For Friday Night SmackDown. Hey, it's AJ.
And, well, this was the show where AJ became the longest-running Divas Champion ever.
Yes, it is.
And Tamina Snuka, who's awesome.
And Naomi's just beating the crap out of her. Sorry, Tamina. Oh, AJ, don't stick your head in there. You're gonna get killed, too. Watch out! Ooh! Cameron takes down an AJ. Mark's looking for you too. Oh, hey, Brie.
And Bree's wondering if they're in trouble.
Because did they do naughty things?
And Mark calls them into his office. They sit down.
There's an opportunity for Summer and Eva to be a tag team. They want them to think about it. Come up with color schemes, clothing ideas. As Eva and Summer can be a tag team. This amazing tag team partnership.
They're ecstatic. They're looking forward to it. And to be fair, it is a big opportunity.
It is a big opportunity.
And well, they're relieved that they're not in trouble.
Yes, yes they are.
And now some are suggesting that, you know, they should get in the ring, they should practice, so that way they can see what each other knows, because, well, Summer's more experienced than Eva. So, you know, so that way they know each other.
And they can, you know, figure things out. And we back.
Well, we come back to the ring.
And Tamina's once again getting her ass kicked by Naomi. Or Trinity, whatever you want to call her. And she wins. Woohoo! Funk is on a roll. Oh, this was when Miz was on the commentary, too. Eva's back talking to Bree.
And, well, Bree warns Eva about Summer.
How she's all about herself. Bree's like, Summer's all for herself. She'll take anyone out to get ahead.
Yeah, Bree's, so, you know.
Bree's like, she may bury you alive.
Eva doesn't think that, so.
Oh my god, no. No, they did not.
Yeah, they did.
No. Oh my Jesus, no, they did not. Okay, we'll get into that when that actually shows up. Oh, oh god. Okay, so, where shall we begin?
We gotta talk about the painting. We have to. I'm sorry. The artist in me saw that, and we have to talk about it.
Alright, let's talk about it.
Okay, to be fair, it's not a bad painting. I don't think it's a bad painting. I just think it looks really unfinished.
And I think Nikki's problem with it is it's not very flattering of her.
No, it's not. The thing is the way that Natty painted it and laid the color in, is she didn't lay it in to show shadow or anything like that. It's a very flat color painting if you see it. And so it looks, honestly, just, like I said, to me it looks very unfinished.
Right.
Like, to me it looks like it needs about 6 more layers of paint before the color really pops, because it's very washed out, it's very watery, and that kind of thing. But yeah, for Nikki, I can see it's a fairly unflattering painting, because, you know, I can understand how the perspective's off, I can understand how the color isn't quite right, I can see all the flaws in it. And, you know, so I can understand Nikki's reaction to it.
Right.
I really can. I can understand Nikki's reaction to it. But, you know, again, she appreciates the sentiment of it. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing.
It's
just she doesn't care for it. And when you're a painter and you do something for somebody, it's always tricky. When you paint something for somebody and you do it as a surprise and they're not going to see it and you don't know how they're going to take it. So it's, you just kind of have to roll with it.
Right.
But, you know, Nikki definitely appreciated the sentiment of it. I don't know why Natty sent it in a box that big, but
she didn't want it to get damaged.
You can send it in a smaller box. You don't need to put it in a box that big. I've shipped paintings before. You don't need to put them in that big of a box.
No, but she wanted to just be careful. It had a long journey.
Oh, I agree. I completely agree. You know, Natty was just trying to be careful, and I completely understand that. But again, it didn't really need that big of a box, but okay. But Yeah, and also the frame. Nikki's face when they were talking about the frame. You could tell when Natty framed that she put her own personal taste.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
On that frame. And to be fair, it is a beautiful frame, but it definitely doesn't match Nikki's style at all.
No, it doesn't. As we're back in Los Angeles.
With Summer Rae and Eva.
In a boxing ring.
Looks like they're going to do a little bit of training.
They are going to do a little bit of training together. Let's see where they're, you know. Summer's going to teach her some moves. They're practicing kicking out. On kicking out strong. Now we're doing a rear chin lock. As she's working on the rear chin lock. A headlock. That's, you gotta tighten that headlock up just a little bit. And now she's doing the camel clutch. Yes. Yeah. Eva Marie was trying to do the camel clutch to Summer Rae.
And we just found out Eva's really only had about 6 weeks of training. And the rest of the time she's pretty much been on the road.
Well, she's also training while on the road, but yeah.
Yeah, but she's not down in developmental training. She's on the road training, which is different. She's not getting it probably every day, as much at 8 hours a day like the others are.
Right. Probably a couple days during the week she is. Anyway, Cameron and Vinny are eating at a restaurant. They're eating salads. Her paparazzi pictures didn't make it. Well, you haven't done anything for the paparazzi to go to put out your pictures.
He's the Armenian David Beckham, really?
Apparently so. There are so many paparazzi there, they can't find the picture. Oh no, they used a picture of Kim Kardashian at the Ivy. Not Cameron's.
No. See, the thing is the whole reason why the paparazzi were there was because Kim Kardashian was there.
Yeah, I know.
Then he's like, you know, there's always a next time.
She needs to figure out more ways to, you know, get people talking about her. Oh, Cameron. We're in Tampa now, just for everyone's peace of mind. With Natty. Oh, no.
And Natty's about to paint. I love the music. The music is epic.
I was just going to say. Oh, my God. Oh, I can see what the picture is. Oh, my God. Natty is painting. Oh, and here comes TJ.
Okay, so she's using acrylic, so that... Well, the color's much better there. It looks more finished there.
Yeah.
Wow, Nikki's really white.
Brie,
sorry.
a vegan blender, not a painting, a vegan blender.
She's not laying the color in fully. She's...
Oh, God. TJ was not thrilled with that. His name's going to be attached to that gift.
He's like, can't we just get them like a vegan blender or something?
Right. Oh, God. Okay. Paparazzi hunting round two. When, you know, here comes one of her friends, Ray J.
And he rolls up in a Rolls Royce. Oh my God, Natty! Why do you have it in such a big box?
Why is it?
Oh, God. Why did she take it out of the box and just put it? Okay, well, we will get there. Oh, my God.
Oh, my Jesus. And we didn't even see the moment fully. Oh, my Jesus. That's... Oh, my God. Okay.
That's going to be special.
Figure out where you want to go. Oh.
I don't even know where to go after that. We'll talk more about Daddy's painting later, because there's a second one, and I'll critique it later.
Alright. Eva Marie trying to do a camel clutch. No. No, you can't make anyone humble. Sorry, Eva. You can't make people humble. Okay, I'm good now.
You sure?
Yes. Oh, and the headlock, gotta make it look like it's actually on the, you know, with some muscle. Put some muscle behind it. Anyway, alright.
But I find that interesting that she's really only had 6 weeks in full developmental before she really went on the road.
Yeah, well, that's sort of misleading, I would assume, where she's there every single day. Her point was, most girls are down there for 2 years, day in and day out training.
Right.
She's
not.
She's down there, because she doesn't go out on the road, does she?
I think she's there for... She implied she's out on the road. I think she's on the road for Raw and SmackDown. I think she's there for TV. I don't think she's doing house shows yet.
No, and if she's doing a house show, it's the occasional house show. So she's down there 4 days a week. So it's like, it's still... So maybe 3 days of training, whatever it is. She's still
right.
Getting a couple days of training in a week. And depending on the schedule for Total Divas, wherever they're filming at.
Right.
But she's getting enough training, because we've seen her there training. We also happened to see earlier in the week the actual training footage of when she first started.
I will say this, JoJo's really good.
JoJo is really good. Hashtag where's JoJo?
I think we're going to see JoJo sooner rather than later. I just have a hunch on that.
I assume she may be coming to NXT very, very soon. And Ray J is now pulling up as Cameron is waiting for him. Fancy car.
In a rolls.
And with a shirt that's not really anything.
But they're the paparazzi. They're getting their pictures. They're following them.
One paparazzi.
Hey, look, it's two.
Hey there, it's two now. They're recording videos as they're going to work out.
I'm sorry, does it feel like she's kind of using him?
She is definitely using him, because, you know, this is her plan to get paparazzi. She's making it clear that she is using him to get paparazzi.
Like, I feel bad saying that, because I don't want to bash her or anything, but...
It's not bashing her when she's basically admitting to it.
It's like she's just using him, and that's not what you should do to your friends.
But I don't think he cares, because in reality, he's getting, some publicity out of it, too.
Oh, I'm sure, but just to me, it just doesn't feel right, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It just, you know, it's like he's a friend of the family, and you've known him for years, and he's famous, and it's, oh, hey, you know, let's use him to get my 15 minutes of fame.
Well, he's hanging on to his 14th minute really, really hard at the moment. Because, you know, he's the brother of Brandy and the one who slept with Kim Kardashian on the first tape. Anyway.
Anyway, they're back in the gym. They're doing some MMA moves. She's getting on top of him. I don't think Vinny knows about this, does he?
I don't think he knows. But when he sees the pictures...
Well...
She's spicing it up.
They're filming video. They're asking. And Arion's very pleased that, you know, they're taking video. They've gotten pictures. That's going to get her name and her face out there.
Hopefully.
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 I don't know. It all feels a little...
Yeah. But she's upfront about it. Hey, we're back to training. And, hey, she's putting some muscle behind the headlock. See, she listened.
Kind of. And Summer's really focused.
That was better. Oh, we're going back to the camel clutch. Oh, my Jesus. Oh,
I'm really kind of speechless right now.
Oh, Eva can't make... Eva, I said, you can't make anyone humble. And Summer's realizing Eva's not practicing.
Yeah, Eva's not practicing. Eva's not as good in the ring as initially thought. And basically, Summer just asks her, have you been practicing? And Eva's like, nope. And basically, Summer's pissed because Summer feels like her time's getting wasted. Eva's kind of making excuses. She pulls the, I've been in WWE 9 months and being on the road and with TV, I have limited time. Summer's like, well, I'm on the road too. I'm just as busy as you, probably busier, and I still find time to practice. So basically, Summer is pissed that Eva is not practicing and not retaining the information that she's trying to give to her.
Pretty much, yeah.
Which is a valid
argument. It's a very valid argument, and Eva, don't ever do the camel clutch again.
That's not the Denver airport. And basically,
TJ wants
in a huge box.
And TJ wants no part of the painting, so he's taking the bags, and well... Natty is trying to maneuver this picture out of the airport.
Again, why the hell did she put it in such a huge box? It would fit in a suitcase.
She's going to hand deliver this because she doesn't want it. Oh my god. We're in Denver. Big shoes right there for Eva.
Whoa, that's a lot of Eva Marie.
Yes, it is.
But tonight's the big night. Eva's going to wrestle with Summer.
Yeah. Miss Lucy is all over the place.
Basically, Eva's going to flash some money, and Sandra is less than happy about it.
And you thought...
I love you, Sandra.
Yeah. And you thought Nikki wore nothing. Anyway.
And, you know, Eva's okay with... everything hanging out.
Oh no, they're now trying to find the car.
Natty sets off the car alarm. They're now trying to get the box in the car. Okay, why don't you just take the picture out of the box?
I love how they have a big box, small car.
Apparently she booked a full size, but when they got there, all that was left was a compact.
Oh,
so
I bet.
So now she's literally lashing this huge box to the car with pantyhose and tape.
They were out of other cars. Oh God. They're driving. Oh, good Lord. Oh, no. This is not going to go well. TJ's like, this is going to make us look like idiots. We have pantyhose tying a painting on a car. Uh-oh. He's holding onto the pantyhose to keep it... You're on the road, you improvise, is Natty saying. Oh, Jesus. Oh, no.
Why don't you just take it out of the...
Oh no, there goes the...
and there goes the box.
Oh, my God.
Okay, I'm just going to say it, even though I already said it, as we go to commercial. Why didn't you just take it out of the box? Like, logic! Logic dictates. You just take the thing out of the box when you get it there, and then you just put it in the back of the car. Because I think it's probably wrapped up.
Uh-huh.
So it's like, just take it out of the box and put it in the back of the car.
I love this show. I love this show for so many reasons. Last night we had this long discussion about Natty, why she's on this show. This is exactly why she's on this show. She rents a small little car with a big ass painting that she's trying to deliver to Daniel Bryan and Brie as a wedding gift. And oh my god, this is pure comedy.
And TJ's like, what the hell are we doing? Like, seriously, that is TJ right now. He's like, what the hell? And she's like, just don't question me. Don't, I know what I'm doing, don't question me. Like, they literally lash this 3 foot by probably 4 foot box to the roof of a compact. Like, just take the painting out of the box.
No, it can't be damaged.
Oh my god, it's gonna be in the car and then you're gonna carry it inside. It's probably getting more damage flying off the back of the car than it is being in the car.
No, it has the packing peanuts. It's fine. It's all good.
Actually, she's lucky nobody ran over it.
And luckily, it looked like it flew onto the side of the road. As luck would have it. The comedy. Small, red, compact car. Big, ass, box. Can't fit in car.
I have no words for that. It's like just logic? Logic. You know, logic?
I'm not allowed to use this word.
For me, though, it's... Just take it out of the box. I'm not gonna... You know, stop saying that, because honestly, it's true. You know, just take it out of the box. I don't know. Anyway, we should also kind of go over Summer's gripes with Eva, which are that basically she's not practicing and she's not retaining the information.
Yeah.
Which, I can see that as a fair gripe.
Oh, huge gripe, because if you're going to make this work, you have to practice and, you know, work out the moves and, you know, follow what your partner wants you to do. And if you can't remember the things, and oh good lord, we're back.
We're back, by the way.
We're back. Oh no, TJ's watching.
TJ's watching it fly off the back.
The pantyhose.
That is the luckiest goddamn bounce I've ever seen in my life.
And it almost hit a car behind them.
And now they're going back to get it. TJ's like, let's just leave it.
He doesn't want to touch the box at all. Oh, good lord, we're going to tape it back up on the thing.
Just take it out of the box! Oh my god, they're leaving the pantyhose on the side of the road. Because that's eco-friendly.
We're back with the pantyhose and the tape. I love how there was tape.
Oh my god, TJ in this segment. TJ in this segment, holy crap.
He was doing the horn, truck horn. Oh my god, and just left the pantyhose on the side of the road. Oh my sweet Jesus. Oh, okay. I want to see her bring this into the building. Please, can we see her bring this into the building?
Yeah, we're gonna see her bring it into the building. She can't get it into the box. To be fair, the box is almost as big as Natty. Okay? It's a big box. And now Brian is bitching at Brie about her high heels and how she's taller than him.
And now she ducks down to be smaller than him. Here comes Natty with a big box. And Brian's like...
Brian doesn't even know what to make of it. And you just see... Oh my god, it's wrapped up! It's totally wrapped! She could have taken it out! Brian doesn't know what to make of the painting. And Bree's face. Oh my god, Bree's face. They had the print frame imported from Ecuador.
And Bree's like, this is bad. The pauper.
She's trying to be nice. She's so trying to be nice. She's like, I love it.
This is the greatest ever. Brian's like, thank you, Natty. That was very thoughtful.
God, Brian!
What did he say?
His nose looks like testicles. And he's like, we're not putting this up in the house. We're not doing it. Yeah, Nikki, and Bree's like, I wish she hadn't made it at all, and they're trying to figure out now how they're going to get it home. Oh, Brian, thank you for that.
Hey, it's Fandango. Oh, my God.
Fandango and Summer, and they're talking about the tag team and Eva, and Summer's worried about Eva, you know, and that Eva's going to make her look bad, and she doesn't want that.
She's worried that Eva's going to make her look bad. She's very nervous.
Well, and again, it's a valid concern, because it's... You're being teamed together. They're being teamed together because Summer is the more experienced of the two, so she should be leading the tag team. And if Eva makes her look bad or looks bad, then Summer's going to get blamed. So Summer is now finding Mark Carano.
She's expressing concerns.
And she's throwing Eva under the bus.
Like, Eva's not retaining, and, you know, she's very worried. Summer talked about how she teamed with Tamino on the weekend. Mark's like, nothing is set in stone.
Basically, Summer's trying to get out of it. And here we go, she's looking out for herself.
Well, as you should in WWE.
Oh, yeah. Again, this is all valid. Should she have talked to Eva about it? Probably.
Hey, there was a pack of a new cell.
And, well, now we are on Superstars. We're seeing the Bellas come out. And Natty!
And there's Summer coming out. There's Eva Marie.
In her itty-bitty teeny-tiny shorts. And here comes Tamina.
She gets the veteran leadership she is looking for. And we see Nikki and Summer going at it. Tamina gets tagged in. So they work over Nikki. Summer tags herself in. Works over Nikki some more.
And well, Summer tags Tamina in, and we now see that they're blocking Eva from getting in the ring.
Side sweeps. Summer keeps tagging herself in. Eva doesn't gets cut off. She, you know, Eva's worried that it's not going well. Cameron notices, Eva's not been involved.
Oh, it's about to go down after the break.
Go.
Brian has testicles on his face. This is why I love Daniel Bryan.
Daniel Bryan.
He just kind of tells it like it is.
Yes, he does.
Okay, again, the painting was not bad. I'm not going to bash the painting at all. She did a better job of laying in the color on this one.
But
compositionally, it's sound. It's not the best drawn painting, but it's far from the worst. It does actually resemble them. So Brie is a little too white.
And chubby.
And chubby. And she did a decent job on Josie. Like, it's a nice painting. And it's a nice gesture. Does it need work? Absolutely.
I don't
but
know.
But every painting needs work. Nothing is ever perfect.
No, it isn't. But Daniel, like, he made the beard long, but he had short hair. And Tyson, TJ, whatever you want to call him, his reaction, he wanted no part of this painting. He knew how bad it was.
Like, I can applaud Natty for wanting to express herself in this manner, and it's absolutely, it's wonderful to see her doing that. You know, it's great. But yeah, the sentiment was there, the thought was there, and that's what matters. I would have gone for a backup gift.
Maybe the vegan blender?
Maybe the vegan blender. But yeah, I mean, it was a very sweet gesture on her part. 100%. Very sweet. You know, I know she meant well. And that's the thing. She meant well. And you have to applaud her for that. And again, you know, if she continues to practice, she will get better. Because it's there. She does have the talent for it. She just needs to practice. That's all. And with practice, she'll get better.
Right.
Like, that's the thing. It's just these were not the best. Especially the one of Nikki and John. The one of Nikki and John is the weaker of the two. By far. But again, the thought was there, the sentiment was there, and that was great on her part. But yeah, Daniel Bryan's reaction to it, them wrestling the box onto the back of a compact car when the painting was wrapped up the whole time.
It is a itty bitty painting in a big ass box.
And that's my thing with it. It's like, you could have taken it out of the box. It actually, because it doesn't have glass in it, could have been put in a suitcase. That would have fit in a suitcase, and you just wrap it up and close, and it would be fine. But anyway, we're back, and we see Summer and Eva and Tamina all teaming together, and Eva keeps getting cut off.
This is not going Eva's way, and Bree with the X Factor face buster on Tamina for the victory. Bellas and Natty win. They're all excited, and Eva's pissed off in the back. Hey, what's up?
Hey, it's Randy. And Summer's basically saying, me and Tamina worked all weekend, and it was fine, and Eva's pissed.
Eva's calling Summer selfish. This is a Summer show. I don't think so. And now she's pleading her case to Cameron. I was reaching out there, you know, what happened? Now Bree's talking to Summer, what happened out there? You never tagged her in, and she just says the words, she sucks, she is so bad. Summer's like, I don't think we're ready, it's too soon, I've been working with Tamina all weekend. Bree's like, all us could get past is you weren't tagging her in. She's got to run because she has more to do.
And basically, Summer wants her to retain the information, show a passion, show a drive, really even show an interest. And now Tamina's trying to find out what was going on, and Eva's, you know, saying Summer was cutting her off. And Tamina's like, step up, girl. Take your place. You know what? You're not getting in? Tag yourself in.
Bree says, you know, basically said, yeah, she's telling Eva that Summer thinks she sucks. Summer, according to Nikki, Summer might think Eva's a threat.
I don't think that's it.
This is not a video show. I was shaking my head, no.
And it's going down between Eva and Summer after the break, but yeah, we gotta talk about that tag team match.
Hold on, before we do, for TJ's sake, You can get the Blender Girl, super easy, super healthy meals, snacks, desserts, and drinks, 100 gluten-free vegan recipes for $11.98 on Amazon.com. That would have been a better gift. Anyway. Yes, I Googled it. Shut up.
If you could see the look I'm giving you right now.
The look of being very proud. I know. I'm awesome.
No. No, 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 no. That's not it.
I can give you 16 reasons why every vegan should own a blender.
No, we're not going there.
Alright, tag, you're it.
Yeah, it's something of, okay, Summer's gripes are valid. You know, Eva is not retaining, she doesn't think they're ready. She addressed it with Mark Carano.
Which is what you're supposed to do. She went to the boss.
Which is what you're supposed to do. Should she have addressed it with Eva? Absolutely. And should she have let Eva go in? Yes. You know, it's something of, you've addressed it with management. You've already told, you know, them, hey, look, I worked with her. I did my best with her. She wasn't retaining. She wasn't doing what I wanted her to do. She wasn't listening. I don't know what else to do. It's from there, it's up to them to decide whether they want to pull her out of the match or not. And if they don't pull her out of the match, then it's not your responsibility to worry about it. You let her do her thing because they probably want to see what she can really do.
Correct.
From there, you're absolved, really, from any and all concerns.
Right. You have to let her suck on her own before, so they can actually see that she sucks in the ring. That way they'll think twice rather than just, you know, going off your word. Because off your word, you can be just seen, management can say, oh, you're just, you know, saying it, not, but we have to see it. Management needs to see it firsthand. So, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, it's, and they put Natty and they put Tamina in the ring, which is absolutely what you want. And Tamina's right, you know what? You're getting cut off in the ring. Step up. That's part of your job. You just don't stand there with your hand out. You want to win the match, tag yourself in the match.
Pretty much, yeah.
Step up. Take your place. This is your job. Do your job. Because guess what? There are going to be plenty more Summer Rays that are going to try and cut you off, cut you out, and bury you. For whatever reason. I doubt it's a threat. But they're going to try and do that to you. And you've got to learn to stand up for yourself and not have them do that.
And we're back at Monday Night Raw.
And Eva's continuing to, you know... Yeah, and they're all telling her, you know, you need to step up.
Eva's calling Summer shady. And now Eva's learning a lesson. She just learned a hard lesson about the wrestling business.
Mm-hmm.
And now the girls are talking backstage. And now Eva tells Summer, I was your only ally, now you can go fuck yourself. Eva walks away, now, you know. Oh.
Oh.
Summer's like, I could dye my hair red and look hotter than you. Girl fight.
Oh, this is the start of a girl fight.
Uh-huh.
And Del Rio's like, damn, she looked pissed.
Mm-hmm. Summer's like, whatever. As they're cleaning up from Monday Night Raw.
And now we're back in L.A. We see Arion getting her makeup done. And she's doing her photo spread.
Her mom is doing her hair. Vinny's there taking pictures. And she's just, you know... She says she feels like a princess at the moment. As they're taking a bunch of photos for this magazine. And, Vinny is looking at some pictures. Oh no, he found them. Vinny's not happy with these pictures. Vinny's
on.
Yeah, Vinny's not happy. She's like, we'll talk about this later, and yeah. She's not trying to make a big scene, but he is not happy whatsoever about the pictures that you mentioned before that Vinny would not like.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry. You knew he wasn't going to like that. Well, she's going out with another guy.
Oh, I know, and it was no good for him. He didn't like it.
Well, I mean, you have to figure he feels probably very insecure with her because she's always gone. She's surrounded by a multitude of good-looking men who usually walk around nearly naked.
Usually.
Even though by now they're probably desensitized to it, and when they see the guys walking around in their trunks, you don't think anything of it.
No.
But still, she's surrounded by a bunch of guys that are good-looking, they're in shape, all that fun stuff, and she could easily leave Vinny for any one of them, especially since they have a lot more than Vinny does. And that's not to discount Vinny at all. He seems like a perfectly nice, wonderful guy.
Right.
But, you know, as far as if Cameron is looking to get famous and get her name out there and all that stuff, she could honestly find somebody better than Vinny, and that's no offense to him whatsoever. But she could hook up with somebody more famous and get her name out there more.
Pretty much, yeah.
So, and that's got to be his concern.
Oh, and it's a huge concern.
And so when you see her going out with someone like Ray J, and it's like, it's one thing if they go have lunch. Like, that's nothing. But for them to go to the gym and be, you know, all over each other, and, you know, especially with her on top of him doing the MMA stuff, and she's got her legs around him, and all that other stuff, yeah, that's not what you would want to see as her boyfriend. Like, I know if I was dating a guy and he went out and did that and had some girl's legs around him, yeah, there'd be a talk happening. Especially if he didn't tell me. It'd be like, the hell are you doing?
Right.
So I can completely see Vinny's position, and yeah, she should have told him, you know, oh, hey, by the way, you know, I went out and hung out with Ray J, there were people taking pictures, there's going to be some pictures hanging out, we went to the gym, blah, 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 nothing happened.
That would be the smart thing to do, but we're back.
We're back, and we'll get into all of it after we get done with the episode, but we're at the launch party, the paparazzi are there, there's Ariane, she's looking banging.
Did you just say banging?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, she does. She looks good.
She does. It was just weird how you said it, that's all. And Vinny's all sad.
I'm white. What do you want from me?
I know. That's why I liked it.
You know, she's getting interviewed. She's getting asked about the pictures. And she's trying to cover for the photos.
Hey, look, it's Eva Marie shows up for the whole thing.
Boobs.
Lots and lots of boobs.
Wow.
Like it. Wow.
I'm sorry, they're just right there.
They are right there.
I thought they weren't friends anymore, but
apparently they've made up.
Okay, fair enough.
As Eva is explaining. Now that the girls have her back with the whole summer drama.
But yeah, apparently Eva was the only one that showed up for the launch party. And now they're talking about the pictures, and Ariane's regretting that she never told Vinny. And yeah, she knows she messed up.
Yeah, she realizes she screwed up. he, you know, she didn't tell Vinny. And here come the guys. She's very happy. It's been a sweet moment, but she felt bad for the. She's apologizing for the photos with Ray J. She's talking about she made a big mistake, and he accepts the apology.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think that's all she really needed to say. And now she's, you know, she's so happy and she's grateful. And now here we go. The single is launched.
Yeah, it is. And now they have a big picture that she wants to take home. Natty can help you with that. We're in Omaha. Omaha, set!
And they're watching the match, and it's Eva, Bree, Natty, and... Oh, look, Summer's there.
She's going to be professional at work, and here come the fucking Lactos. Fuck is on the roll. Against Alicia Fox and Axana.
And we know what match this is.
Mm-hmm. There's AJ at ringside.
Trinity's on her way to being the next Divas champion. She's got a big match on Monday Night Raw.
There's JBL in the hat of AJ's. Awesome and picture.
We see Trinity and Oksana going.
Trinity is shaking her ass. And more boobs and ass shaking by Trinity. There's a sit down and... Ooh.
There's the knee.
She talks about feeling so much pain right down.
Damn, yeah. She doesn't have knee pads on either.
She heard something crack. She never felt pain like this in her life. And she finishes the match.
You go, girl.
Now the girls are looking really like... They're realizing that she may be hurt. She got kneed in the eye. And everyone's going, what's going on? What's going on? And they're realizing she wasn't wearing knee pads. And all the girls are concerned. And that's where we end. That's where next week is going to be. Ooh.
Temptation Island for Eva Marie. And we see Trinity dealing with the eye injury. So, a fun, jam-packed episode of Total Divas this week. Where do you want to start?
I don't even know where to start.
I think we need to kind of address Summer and Eva, because we really didn't talk about it much.
Okay, we can do that.
And, you know, I can see where Eva's pissed, because Summer didn't come and talk to her, and Summer should have come and talked to her. And the thing about those type of work environments, especially for the girls, because there's so few spots on TV, that it's, yeah, I'm sure they are nice to each other. I'm sure they're friends, but I'm sure they're also all looking out for number one. And they will do what they have to get on TV and get their spot or keep their spot once they have it.
You should always look out for number one.
And it's, you know, I think Stone Cold said it best, don't trust anybody.
That's the number one rule in the wrestling business, DTA, don't trust anybody.
And I think Eva learned a big lesson on this episode, which is you don't trust anybody. And it's like, yeah, people will have your back in certain situations if it meets their agenda. And I'm not saying that any of the girls are being false. Far from it. But it's something of, again, they're looking out for number one. Because Summer just got called up from NXT. Eva's getting called up.
Right.
And you have girls like Natty, like the Bellas, who have been there for a while. You have the Funkadactyls who've been there now for a couple years. You know, there are other girls, Oksana, Alicia Fox, AJ, who've all been there now, who are all established, and they are all, you know, especially the girls who have been there for a while, like Alicia and like Natty and the Bellas, they're going to start to get phased out soon.
Correct.
That's just how it works. And they're also all going to start to leave as they move on into the next chapter of their lives. And there's nothing wrong with that. But it's, you know, they're already going to be bringing up the replacements in the next set of girls and building them and establishing them. So when, you know, those people leave, they're ready to go. And that's the thing is, you know, it's, you can tell that, you know, in certain reactions that the veteran girls are threatened. Because the girls that are coming up from NXT can wrestle. They can work. They can talk.
Right.
Whereas some of the veterans aren't as good as that.
And that's
a concern.
Yeah, it is. And as you said, there's only a few spots on the roster for some people, and you always gotta look out for yourself. And whatever works for you is what matters. Like Brie telling, you know, she's Brie telling Eva that Summer's out for herself. Brie's the same way. She's looking out for herself and her sister. And
yep.
if it comes down to it, she's looking out for herself over her sister.
Yep. It's you do whatever you can to keep your spot, because, you know, as they like to emphasize, you only get one or two chances, and if you screw up on your first chance, you're done. And it may be years, if ever, before you get another chance.
We're looking at you, Husky. We're looking at you.
Husky? Who's Husky? Did he go on the witness relocation program?
Yes, he did. We'll never see him again.
We're never going to see him again.
No.
He's never the same after that kick to the head. Poor Husky.
No. He followed those bullets. Anyway.
He did. But, yes, and that's everybody on that roster. They're friends and everything, and that's just... But they're ultimately all be looking out for themselves and looking out for number one.
You are happy for your friend's success, but at the same time, you realize if they're having success, you're not, and you want to find that success any way you can get it.
Pretty much, because it's... For all the success that the girls on Total Divas have had, all the rest of their Divas roster are sitting in the back doing nothing. Think about that.
This is very true.
And that's not going to sit well with them.
Nope.
So it's... Yeah, I mean, I can see the whole situation. I can understand the whole situation. Was it handled properly? Not really. Summer should have addressed it with Eva. That would have been the polite thing to do. But Summer isn't necessarily interested in doing the polite thing.
Correct.
She's interested in getting herself ahead, getting on the main roster, and staying on the main roster, because she doesn't want to go back down to NXT.
Nope, and one of the things they should have addressed it with their agent, the road agent, the producer of the match, before they even got to the ring.
They should have, but I don't think they're going to reveal that much of it.
Oh, no. But Summer followed the right steps, except for not going to Eva.
Yeah. She went to Mark Carano. She basically said, look, this is what we've been doing. We've been practicing. Eva's not retaining, at least in storyline sense, not retaining the information that I'm giving to her. She's not practicing. You know, so it's... Summer basically did the cover her ass kind of thing. But, you know, not tagging Eva in or not letting Eva be tagged in, that's a little heelish.
I agree. And at the same time, Tamina should have realized, as the veteran in the match, no matter what, she should have got Eva in the ring.
Yeah. Actually, I think if I remember right, Eva did get in that match. But it wasn't long.
I don't know. I don't watch WWE Superstars.
I think we actually did watch that match. And I think Eva did manage to get in the ring. I don't know. I actually have to go back and watch it on the network and see. Because if I remember right, she did get in, but it wasn't long. But yeah, as the veterans, Tamina and the Bellas and Natty, obviously the Bellas saw it, and they should have said something in the match at some point of, you know, tag her in. Or make it so Eva could get in.
Correct.
But, and, you know, had this been a legit situation, it would have all been addressed with talent relations and the agents and that kind of thing.
Yes.
So, yeah, but still, so we're seeing Summer. She's turning out to be a bit of a nasty one. But, you know, I can kind of understand why she's looking out for herself because, well, Eva's doing the same thing. And Eva did that all last season. She did everything she could to try and get ahead. She's still trying to get ahead. So.
Yeah, she's not innocent in this whole situation.
No. And it's something of, this is your job. I understand you have a busy schedule, but guess what? Everybody has a busy schedule, and everybody finds time to practice. And learn.
Right.
And that's the thing, is it's like you're working with the trainers in NXT. You're down at the Performance Center a couple days a week. You know, it's not, you know, it wouldn't be difficult to go, oh, hey, by the way, I need this, 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 and this, and this. Although, you know, you could have had Summer and Eva at the Performance Center working together with the trainers.
That would have been a smart thing to do.
That would have been the smart thing, but again, it's all for TV, and it's all for show, so. But yeah, again, and as far as Natty and the gigantic boxes go, you can take them off the car, seriously. You can just, you know, take the painting out of the box, especially since it's wrapped up and there's no glass, and, you know, put it in the back of the car and not shred your pantyhose and not have it fly off on the side of the road and almost get run over.
That was just, that was specialness. We heart you, Natty, but that was specialness. That's all I gotta say. That was very, very special. But anyway, shall we get to the preview clip for this week?
We shall.
Thanks to the friends at E, they provided us with a clip. So we're gonna roll the clip right here and right now.
You have great breasts.
Thank you.
I just talked to John for a while. Really? How is he? I missed you.
Oh, I miss Johnny. Oh, he says hi, by the way.
Oh, good. I want to send him a picture.
He's missing me.
He's so cute. He just sits around and waits for me. It's very, very hard for us to be away from each other. We get sad when it's, like, 2 hours away from us, like, knowing we have to, like, depart.
You guys are meant for each other.
Yeah. I think John kind of almost says, I could be wrong about this. I almost feel like he wanted people to think that he was, like, more of a playboy than he actually is. And then once he met you, like, he kind of showed that softer side that he actually... I think John is very committed to you. I think John will totally ask you to marry him.
Huh. No.
Yeah. I guarantee you. I put money on it. Huh. I bet my divahood on it.
Yeah?
No. Yeah.
The only wedding I'm gonna have is the one that I had when I was 20.
What? You weren't married before.
I was.
No, are you joking?
Oh! Oh, so she's been married before.
Uh-huh.
Okay, then. Well, we're gonna have fun getting into that.
I love how the clips started with Natty saying, "You have nice breasts."
Well, when they're, you know, right there.
There's nothing you can do but comment on, "Hey, look at her things."
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you can't kind of nod. But, okay, well, Nikki has been married before. She was married when she was 20. So, well, we're going to sink into that next week when the girls go to Mexico for Bree's bachelorette party. This is going to be fun.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Can't wait. And we'll get an update on Trinity's eye injury as well.
Yes. And see what the fallout from that and what all happened. I'm very curious to see how that was handled.
Me too.
But on that note, I think we're done for the night.
I think we are too.
So, for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to The Rack Extra right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will see you next week with Season 2, Episode 9. Bye!